Let's hear now from Kabul, Afghanistan, where insurgents appear to have launched multiple attacks today. Chasing down the stories like putting together a mosaic, and NPR's Quill Lawrence has one of the pieces. He witnessed an attack on the U.S. embassy.
I'm on a rooftop less than a mile away from a construction site, a very tall building with sky cranes on it, which apparently has been overrun by insurgents who are now firing down on both the U.S. Embassy compound and apparently the NATO headquarters, which is right across the street from there, with both rifle fire and several RPGs. Just a second ago, there was a very loud explosion. We have heard some return fire that sounded like 50 caliber machine gun or sniper rifle fire coming out of the NATO compound. I presume they're firing back at the building.
That's Quill Lawrence a bit earlier today. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne is also in Kabul. And Renee, where are you and what have you been experiencing?
Steve, I'm across town from that attack. And I, you might say, coincidentally, was when first heard a couple of hours ago about this attack, headed in the opposite direction to this a very popular park, a sort of fabled place called Babur's Garden, to go to a U.S. Embassy-sponsored panel discussion on Afghan women's rights, just to, you know, see what was up, see what they had to say. Some pretty impressive women here, titled Looking Back to the Future, and I guess that was a very appropriate title, because as just as the introductions were completed, now this is about a half an hour ago, of the panelists, there was a very loud explosion here, appeared to be near the hill about a half a mile from us. And then as everybody looked up and tried to figure out what to do, started gathering the panelists and a whole audience of young girls, high school students who are here to see these women, a second very big explosion from a different direction. So they gathered the group, broke up the conference or this panel discussion. All of them hurried downstairs into the basement. And in the meantime, we've been hearing small arms fire. Just a few minutes ago, we heard reports of a car in the vicinity, rather not so much reports, but, you know, the fears. There's a lot of security around any American embassy event. So, of course, there are security guards.
And just very briefly, Renee Montaigne, I had heard the Parliament building is close to you where these attacks are taking place. Is that right?
You know, it's not so close, but we are high on a hill, and in this, you know, this is not just a garden. It's a very famous 500-year-old building that's been rebuilt since September 11th. So we're very high up, and we could look down, and it looked like before we got some sort of confirmation of that, it looked like there was firing smoke coming from the direction of the Parliament building.
Okay.
You know, I can't confirm that. I couldn't say. I pointed
okay.
The finger right to it, but people here knew where it was.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne. Elsewhere in Kabul, a suicide attacker killed a policeman and injured two others in western Kabul, we're told, and we're continuing to follow news of attacks across Kabul, Afghanistan today. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.